Well, hello.
Hey,
Hey.
I didn't do it. I said my normal hey, which if you know me, my normal hey is just like, hey, how's it going? But Olivia knows me a little bit more, and it's hey. Okay, we've talked about that on the podcast already though, but I couldn't help it.
Oh
And I
my
just did it,
gosh.
so okay.
I'm over here rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, stop.
Sorry.
Okay, so can I just say something about that? Like, he'll just automatically go, hi, and then he'll
Oh, you
go,
did
and then he'll go, damn it. Because,
Well, because I'm trying to be better and not do that because it really is like a weird tick that I have. And like, she'll be in her office and I'll be in my office and I'm just like typing away, da da da. And I'm just like, hi. And then she used to do it back. And we did that back and forth for a long time, I feel like. And now, I know you've already said this on the podcast, so hopefully we're not repeating too much. I'm driving her crazy by doing that. So every time I do it unwillingly, I realize I do it and I go, damn it. So I go, literally, I go, hi, damn it.
but you want to know, I probably heard that probably like 20 times today.
Today?
Today you've said it. You've said it like 10 times in the car. You said it when we were in Walmart. You've said it like so many times today, and I don't even think you realize how many times that you've said
Olivia,
it.
you know I'm not here. You're doing a podcast by yourself. I'm not even here. I don't say it at Walmart because I'm not with you.
Whatever.
Just kidding.
Okay,
You know
well.
you're doing a podcast solo, right? You're just talking by yourself.
Let's get into this. What is tomorrow?
Let's see. Tomorrow is Friday, July 4th.
The 4th of July.
Yes. We have tomorrow off of work and it is America's birthday. And how do you feel about that?
I feel good. It was actually not the birthday, I would say. It's
Is it
more
not?
of a, no, it's more of like celebrating the, like the, well, I guess you could call it a birthday. Okay, we'll just call it a birthday.
It's the birthday because birthdays are associated with fun and you get to blow out candles, you wear party hats, and America sometimes deserves to be celebrated. So,
Agreed. And
and we get a day off.
for lots of people that don't know this, is that I have two favorite holidays, and one of them is the 4th of July.
What's the second?
Well, I love them equally.
Christmas.
No.
Thanksgiving.
You know my take on
I know you don't
Thanksgiving.
like Thanksgiving.
I don't. And we will get into that in November. That would be Halloween.
I love Halloween too.
I love Halloween so
Me
much.
too. Do you dress up?
Usually. Yeah. So.
I like 4th of July. Was it New Girl? Or I don't know if you've ever seen that show, and I can't remember if it was that show or not. But there was like, I think it, I want to say it was Schmidt. It was like, okay, there's a few sexy holidays. Number one is 4th of July. I don't think I've ever considered it to be a sexy holiday, but it was funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans?
Well, as of right now, I'm gonna tube down the Weber River.
Have you ever done that
I
before?
have never done that before. I'm really excited. I'm really nervous. I get burnt easily. So I got a whole thing of sunscreen. I got some brand new swimming trunks, and it's gonna be a good time. I'm excited. I think it's gonna take maybe about 2 hours to float down.
Is it a calm river or is there white water?
I've heard it gets a little rough, but quote, little rough. I don't think anything too crazy, but I think there's some parts where you have to hold on. There's some parts where if you have an
So,
open container, you're probably fine, and then there's some spots that.
yeah, I would be real careful if it if there is whitewater because I've done it down the American River, I've done it down the Provo River, and there's like several spots where you're like, if you're in a tube, it's easily to get flipped.
The good thing is they provide everything too. So I'm gonna have the tube ready to go, and then the life jacket ready to go.
That's cool.
Which is good.
What time are you doing this?
Noon.
Okay. So what are you doing in the morning? Nothing?
Oh, nothing. Well, we have to be there at 11:30. So you know my
Okay.
routine. I'm probably gonna have some coffee, maybe a 3 hard-boiled eggs, and a thing of Greek yogurt, and then I'm gonna chill in bed probably until I have to go.
Okay,
And
awesome.
then afterwards, I don't know. I know you have some good plans though too tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow, my sister and brother-in-laws are all in town. And so we are going to be doing a breakfast in the morning. So I have to be there at 7:30, which I was like, oh, that's so early. And then I thought,
but you're a morning person.
Well, I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl.
I do feel like you're a night owl, but.
But I turned into a more, I wouldn't say I'm turned into a morning person. I would say that I actually just started getting up early, even though I don't do well in the morning. And I started going to the gym at a certain time. And I just kind of made it a habit. Yes. But I am not, definitely not a morning person. So
I don't think I'm necessarily a morning person, but I finally hit the stage in my life where I can't sleep in.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. If I would be able to sleep until 11, 12, 1 o'clock when I was younger. And if I go to bed at 10:30 or 11, I will wake up around 6:30 or 7 naturally. If I go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake up at 6:30 or 7 naturally. I hate it. My body can't make up for the time if I go to bed late. Yeah. So that's why all these youngins, when they want to go to the bar and go all and then not get home until 2, that takes a toll on me because A, I can't really be hungover like I used to anymore. And B, I'm just not only hungover and rested is enough. When you're hungover and not rested, oh my gosh. That is Satan right there. That is the worst feeling ever. You know.
So
back in your days.
Well, back in the day. So after the breakfast, then the community that my in-laws live in has their own parade.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go to that, which is really cool because I didn't realize – that there were enough people in that community to have their own parade. But I looked it up yesterday. It's 600 lots. So
that's a big number.
Yeah, it's a big community. So I can see why, they have their own parade. It's a gated community and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So anybody can come that is like knows people in there. Yeah. But you have to be on a list to get in. And so
I can't just show up. I'm like, hey, I heard there's a parade going on.
No, you'd have to know somebody. Yeah, but then you could go to this parade, and the parade is cool because the streets aren't wide. Like, you know, you think of a parade, you think of like –
Yes.
Like both directions. Yeah, yeah, like in a big town or something like that, or a big city. But this is just like a – like one road. So you're close to all these like floats, and they toss candy, and they, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I think it'll be fun.
Well, parades are fun. That's cool. It's going to be a good time. Wear sunscreen.
Oh, gosh, you're right. I should. And then we're going to do something at night. I guess we're doing that barbecue thing. I don't know. And that's it. What are you doing at nighttime?
I actually don't know. I don't think we may just hang out at Hawthorne, or we may go somewhere and do the parade watching. I don't know. Don't really. I like to, in some ways I like to keep my plans open. So then whatever happens, I'll be like, that sounds good.
Oh, so you can just go here and there.
Here and there.
Okay.
I actually have a question for you though. Why is 4th of July your favorite holiday? Is it because of the fireworks? Is it because of the fan? Like, what?
So I have a couple reasons. I love how patriotic everybody is around the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the, like, patriotic, like, doors, and you have the flags. And I don't know if you know this, but whenever you go to, like, a third world country or another country, usually when you step off the planes, you know that you're not in America. And I'm not talking about because of the way everything looks. I'm talking because most other third world countries, they fly the flag everywhere. Whatever flag they have, it's like everywhere you go. You know what I mean?
Do you think that the way the world, and I don't have any interest to go any sort of political way in this, but do you think that some people, we don't have a lot of the American flags flying because of the social/political climate we're in right now? The image of the American flag?
No, because...
Do you think some of that is true?
No, I don't. Oh. Because the first time I went out of the country was in the 90s.
No, I'm talking about here.
No, but this is anywhere. Like, when I got off of a plane and was in South America...
Yeah.
The flag of those countries... I was in a couple different countries at that time. Separate times, I guess I should say. They were everywhere.
That's what I'm saying, but America doesn't have... I think that's cool. But America doesn't really do that.
Right. Hold on. So in the 90s, this is in the 90s, right?
Yeah. You weren't born until 2000. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, and then after that, what happened? 9/11, right? Yeah. And then people were being patriotic and people were flying the flags. But in the 90s, no. So it got a little more patriotic in the early 2000s. And then after that, now they kind of just went away. The flags, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And okay. And you, so how come they've gone away now, you think?
I think because everybody wanted to say, hey, we're strong. We're America. We are, and they're flying flags everywhere, right? And I think that most countries, third world countries anyway, they fly their flags everywhere.
Because they're proud to be whatever, wherever they're at, right? They're,
right. I remember getting off in Brazil, and I remember there was Brazilian flags on cars, on like statues. There were Brazilian flags everywhere.
Yeah.
And then in Argentina, it was the same thing. In Paraguay, it was the same thing. You know what I mean? And we don't do that a whole lot here. Yeah, people fly a flag here and there.
I think the idea of someone with a flag in the back of their truck or whatever has a certain stigma in today, in 2025, whereas in 2001, early 2000s, it was just like, oh my gosh, 9/11 happened. We're just, hey, let's all come together. We're patriotic and all that stuff. Now, there's just a certain, I think, I don't know, at least from what I've seen, there's either people are just like, don't want to do that because of the way it is, or if they do that, there's just a specific type of person that does that. And again, I'm not trying, I don't want to go into anything political here because that's not my lane. I don't really care where you stand politically, but I do see that shift. Like, think of how a person looks if you see them in a big old Chevy Silverado with an American flag in the back of their truck. Well, you can kind of picture that person, right?
I can, but if the whole country was doing that, like, When you stepped off of an airplane, when you got out, like, you had never been to America before.
Yeah.
You stepped off that plane, there would be flags in the airport. People would be wearing flags.
Yeah.
Like, in that instant, I think that you wouldn't have the stigma of what you're talking about, like, trashy. You know what I mean? Like,
but then just to note, I don't think – I'm actually proud that I live in America, and I do love America.
Right.
And I actually totally – would. If I had a house, I'd put an American flag on the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I totally believe in that. But it's just something that I don't – there's a lot of people that I know that are just like mad at America right now. So the last thing that they're going to do is wave a flag.
Well, and I understand that too.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that you don't like – not you, but like people in general. A lot of people don't like the political scene. They don't want to get in one side or the other. They think everybody's –
So the people that do like where we're at are waving the flags, and the people that don't are waving maybe a different kind of flag.
Exactly.
Or a flag or whatever.
Or you have a flag for everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I am ambidextrous. I have a flag for my right hand and my left hand. Oh, I speak four languages. I have a flag, a special flag. Like, that one thing I can't stand.
I have IBS. Here's a flag.
Exactly. Like, why does there have to be like 1,000 flags? And this is not the way this episode was going to go.
I don't know. I don't know why we went this way.
But I mean, it is interesting.
But it is kind of on the topic of 4th of July, though.
It is. There's like too many flags. I've seen. You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, getting off of the flag subject.
Yeah.
What was the original? Oh, why do you like the 4th of July? That's what you were asking.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I like how patriotic it is. I like that people are celebrating America. I like the fact that like people are saying, hey, I love this country and we are going to celebrate it big. You know what I mean?
I like that. And I do like that. I think the reason why I shifted the other way is because even when you think of Thanksgiving, there's some people that are like, oh, we're not doing Thanksgiving, you know, it's because of certain reasons. So, but you're right. I think when you have a holiday like this and it's patriotic and people are coming together, it really is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I love summer and it's in the summertime. So it's like
But you're always hot and you hate being hot. So how come you love the summer?
No, I don't hate being hot.
I know. I'm just giving you a
Oh, time. He was because, really confusing me. I was like, what? I hate being hot?
No, because you're always cold.
I know. I'm always cold.
Yeah.
I am always cold. But I like the whole – I like how you said it, the birthday. I think that was really cool.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Cheers. We're all going to light fireworks in your honor.
Yeah. Oh, having said that, everybody please keep their pets safe and protected.
Yeah. Actually, Beatus doesn't mind fireworks.
But there's a lot of, like, animals that are strays and that are just out. You know what I mean? And, like, they don't know.
Yeah, especially the strays.
I remember one year we were at – there's a thing out here called Stadium of Fire where basically they have, like, this –
I've heard of that.
This firework presentation. It's really awesome. And they have, like, concerts going on. Anyways, it happens on the 4th of July every year in Utah County. And I remember one year when the fireworks show started, there were these deer that were probably just grazing in somebody's yard because we're close to the mountains. And these deer freaked out and they just came running through the crowd because they were trying to get away.
Like, what is this noise? What's going on? They don't know.
They don't know. And it was just really sad because I remember them trying to get through people.
And then they're in the middle of a crowd and then they're that's still probably freaking them out because you know how like
people.
Yeah.
It was really sad. So
you know, I came face to face with a deer not too long ago.
You did, but I feel like we're in Utah. That's not uncommon.
I know, but it's still, even though it's not uncommon, I still always stop and I'll always start. Like, I love that, but it was close and it was, yeah, it let me get kind of close.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so please keep your pets in mind, or if you see pets or whatever, you know.
Don't know if you can hear the upstairs neighbor or not. They're playing basketball. Don't mind them.
But anyway.
Yes, that's a good point, though. Yeah, our little furry friends, we love you out there. And
did you hear? Oh my gosh, did you hear? Well, I know you heard about it because I told you about it. The explosion. So there was this explosion that happened. Actually, before we get into the explosion, there was this firework factory, and
which would be the worst place to work, by the way. I would never want to work there.
Right, and it got caught on fire somehow. I think that's under investigation right now. This was in Yolo County up by Sacramento. But I guess the fire in the warehouse caused an extreme explosion.
Because of all the fireworks.
Right. And I'm talking, when you see this, if you Google it, it's crazy. Because it was like...
Didn't you say people thought they were being bombed? Like there was bombs going off nearby?
Yeah. Like so people in nearby...
Huge explosion.
Yeah. Huge explosion. And people thought they were being bombed. I remember one interview. She goes, I thought we were being bombed. I thought this was it. Our life's
we're
over.
Done. Yeah. We're done. Yeah, I'm real, because it hasn't been released yet. I'm really curious on what caused the fire. Because, yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, fire goes down, I am getting out of there.
Right. And seven people
are unaccounted for.
And I was reading a little bit about the victims. One of them had just started the job there.
Oh.
And he's one of the ones that is unaccounted for. Can you imagine? You're like super excited that you got a new job and then this happens. Crazy.
Shows how, I mean, we don't want to get dark on it, but yeah, life could turn at any moment. It's crazy. Like you're just like, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm assuming I got to go to the store and assuming I got a meal prep. I got all week to work. You don't even know what's going to happen in an hour. It's crazy to think about that.
Yeah. Super crazy. So prayers to them because
and their families.
They have not been, yeah, they've not always been found yet.
And it's not looking good because there's no way anything, if there was anybody in there, there's no way.
No. And the crazy part is I was telling Jet this. My husband worked for a trucking company and we hauled fireworks across the United States. And can I tell you, I have never been so nervous about a load until we got that load. Like, because we've had lots of like, you know, lots of like hazmat loads and stuff like that. But that one was probably...
Firework, something happens, you're done.
Yeah, that was probably the scariest.
How long did you drive for?
We went across the country that one. So it was a long – I can't remember where we picked up. I think we picked up in North Carolina, and we went all the way to the West Coast.
Wow.
So it was a really far – but I remember – no, we picked up in Georgia. It was Georgia.
And Georgia Peach, you.
And it was Black Cat Fireworks. I remember. Do you know Black Cat Fireworks? They're yellow. Like, so it's yellow, and the black cat is in black.
I don't know. I don't really know too much about fireworks.
Okay. So I remember when we were picking up, I can even see it right now. They were like, oh, here's some shirts. And the shirts they gave us were the Black Cat fireworks shirts.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I did with it. I think I threw it away or like gave it away. Well, no, it wasn't a bad memory. It was just like, oh, this isn't my color. Like it's bright yellow.
You weren't interested in keeping it. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's interesting. I can't believe it. It was Georgia. I was in Georgia.
Wow. I've never been to Georgia.
Oh, I love Georgia. If you're in Georgia, I love you.
Georgia.
Anyway, well, this was fun.
This was fun. I'm excited for, I keep saying that I'm excited for a 3-day weekend, and you're always, you're like, well, I have to work on Saturday. But next weekend, you have a 4-day weekend.
Next weekend, I have a 4-day weekend. I'm going on vacation.
So?
Yeah, so that will be fun.
And then on the 16th, I'll be going to California.
And then you're going home for a little bit, and you're going to go to what?
I'm going to go see George Strait in concert. And then so I'm flying into Vegas, and then me and my aunt are going to drive into Tehachapi, and then we're going to spend a few days there. And then, believe it or not, the concert is in Inglewood.
Inglewood, up to no good. Who Inglewood, says that? Up to no good. What song is that? Inglewood, up to no good. Oh, it's a, I don't know, it's a rap song.
It's not Easy E.
No, but it's something like that.
Is it Easy P?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I just named it. Yeah.
Inglewood. That's where the airport is. LAX.
Yep. I'm not very good with hip hop stuff. I don't.
You don't seem like a hip hop cowboy. You're not wearing your boots today.
I know. I'm wearing my Converse today. But yeah, I'm excited to go back to California. You know, every time you go back to California, it is a good time.
Yep. Always.
And then what are we in? Then so it's July, then August. And then I don't really think I have much planned.
What happens in August? Anything in August?
I know. I feel like I'm already ready. I feel like whenever I have a vacation, I'm like, okay, what else is next? What, like, when's my next? It's always just like the next time frame from when you're off again.
Wait a second. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, I went to a Charlie Crockett concert.
Charlie Crockett. What does he sing?
He's like Western. He sings country, kind of. But like he's newer. I think he's been around for a while. He used to busk on like subways and in New York, and now he's pretty big, you know. He
used to what?
Busk.
What is that?
So he would get on a subway and just open up his guitar case, and people would throw him put cash in there. It's called busking, right? So he would just be on the subway or on the streets just singing a guitar, like maybe him and a few other people playing music out in the middle of the street. Or not in the middle of the street, but on the sidewalk or on the New York subway.
Yeah.
And then that's called busking.
Oh, interesting. Because there's a lot of people, like, originally I'm from the Bay Area, but a lot of people when you get would get off on Market Street from BART, mm-hmm. like BART is the subway system. Yeah. When you would get off, like people would be like right when you come out, right there.
And they probably have their guitar cases.
They do.
Or they're nowadays it's probably Venmo. Like Venmo, you know, like
oh, I've never seen that.
So I've seen that a few times. But but this guy, he was really cool. He's 41 now, I think. He's born in 84 because I got a shirt and it said Charlie Crockett 84. And he's cool. He's cool little country vibe, Western guy.
With a name Charlie Crockett, he has to be country.
I know. And then all day yesterday, I kept saying Charlie Cricket.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I know his name's Charlie Crockett, but just, you know, silly little name.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I even recognize dude saying that.
I don't know if you would recognize his music.
He's like,
I'm a $10 cowboy.
And I know that.
You know that song?
Yes.
And baby, that's just a fact. I'm so sorry that I'm singing on here because I'm the worst singer. You should probably sing it.
But. No, I'm good. No, but I think I do know that song. I do know that song. That's crazy.
Yeah,
he's cool. Good.
And then George Strait obviously is another country artist, but yeah. I think everybody knows.
How old is George Strait now?
70s.
Oh, is he really?
I think early 70s.
You know, I did a movie. This was back in... Gosh, when was this? This is a long time ago in California. And Randy Travis was in this movie. It was called The Visitation. Randy Travis. If you guys ever go, don't watch this movie, but if you look it up, I'm in that movie. It's called The Visitation. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible movie.
But Randy Travis is in it.
Randy Travis. I was. He was really nice back then.
Is he sick?
Now.
I think he's sick now.
Wait, yeah. Is he still alive?
He's still alive, as far as I know. But I think he's got either throat. I think there's something wrong with him.
No, I
shouldn't say there's something wrong with him. That was a bad
medically. Like, medically, yeah. No. I think that's true.
I didn't mean that in a rude way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing football.
Yeah. Now they're playing football. They're playing tackle football.
We're talking about the people upstairs. Yeah. But anyway,
in a movie with Randy Travis. That's cool.
I was. Now everybody go watch it. Oh, you know who else was in that movie? Edward Furlong.
Why am I forgetting?
Edward Furlong. I think he killed himself. I don't think he's alive anymore. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. But he was in that movie too.
Yeah, I like those that kind of country. I grew up with that kind of stuff. Alan Jackson, George Strait, Garth Brooks. I loved Dwight Yoakam.
Okay, if anybody can picture this, picture Skater Jet cowboy style. That's what I see every day.
Yeah.
And today he's wearing like this retro outfit. Like I told him it was retro. It's like 70s style and it's brown and cream. And then he's got his Converse on.
You know what's funny about this is you can wear it, it depends on the shoes. It changes the whole vibe. Because I've worn the same exact outfit but with cowboy boots and then it just looks more Western. And then when you add the same outfit but with Chucks, it changes the whole vibe.
I think it looks really good. Like I
and these are Wranglers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They're like polyester.
They're Wrangler Ranchers. It was a thing of the 70s when they thought polyester was the way to go.
Oh, got
they
it. Have,
they're tied up here and they kind of flare. I wouldn't say they're bell-bottomy at all, but they flare out at the bottom and they're tight up here.
You know what's so funny is I would say that you're an old soul.
I would agree with that.
I'm not. I'm 17.
How old am I?
Well, physically, you're young. Spirit wise, you're like old.
You mean like an old man or old in the sense of like the time frame I'm in?
No, the time frame.
Okay. That's what, yeah.
Like you're wearing 70s outfit right now. Like you look like you should be in that era.
And I go look, for, I hunt for records every weekend too.
Yeah.
Weekend I got,
whoa,
I got three records.
Let's talk about this. So Jet has a record player in his office.
And oh, yeah.
Every, I would say once a month.
I think.
It just turns on.
But it, and there's no record on it. But the thing, it's just spinning. Yeah. And I, then I didn't even think it was plugged in.
Is I mean, it
I
plugged
guess
in?
It has to be plugged in, right?
I don't know. But we're going to go look right after this because now I'm like freaking curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But I do love records.
You do. You do. Too. You do love records. Yes, you do. Anyway, well, this was fun. And sorry, this was kind of like off topic. We just kind of like went all over the place, but
I think it was good. And that's kind of, yeah. That's the podcast I like listening to. Is just, they just, oh, they went off on a rant. And if you're interested, you're interested.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyways, we will be back next week and before I go on vacation. And we will,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a little more structured than it is today.
A little more structured. But sometimes losing the structure is okay.
That is true. That is true. And we apologize for the neighbors.
Yeah, now they're bowling.
But I will say it one more time.
Bye.
Bye.